Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
So, hey everyone, it's your head chick Amanda here. And for this week's Fit Chicks Chat, I have a very special guest. I am interviewing the lovely Orit. Hi, Orit.
Hey, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. So for those of you who are checking this out, Orit is actually the founder and creator of Sharkey, which is a type of fitness belly dancing. So super cool. I'm really excited to chat with you because as I was talking to you offline beforehand, like belly dancing is one of those things that I tried years ago. I'm not going to say how many years because I'm not going to age myself, but definitely one of those things that I tried and I really loved it. Like I thought it was just, it's such a beautiful way to move your body. And so I'm really curious to know, before we even dive into like sort of how this can help people, like how belly dancing can transform your body, mm-hmm. how would you, like, why don't you tell us a little bit more about like how you got into belly dancing and a little bit more about the tradition behind it?
Sure. Well, belly dancing is part of my culture. I'm Israeli, but of Arabic descent, so it's part of my culture. Yeah. And honestly, I hated it growing up. You know, just the,
because I thought, it's tradition, probably, right?
Because it's tradition, exactly. And I really never got into it, and I hated the music, blah, 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 whatever. But it was once when I was starting to teach, I was a professional group fitness instructor in New York City. And my fitness director at Gold's Gym said, we need to increase numbers in classes and we need to have really interesting classes at Gold's Gym. Give me some ideas. And I just rose my hand. I said, belly dance fitness. He's like, great, you start next week. I'm like, and you know, and I was like, you know, I can't believe I'm doing this, first of all. But I remember that, you know, growing up, belly dance was about no judgments. And right. Here I am in New York City teaching all these trendy classes, and it's all about how you look, and I'm competing with the next instructor teaching next door, and it's all about, like, strength and bam, 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 and power, and, like, work out like a man. And I remember, like, you know, my grandma did this, and she was pretty robust and she was gorgeous doing it. And I was like, wow, this is really feeding her soul. And just her essence was coming out when she was dancing. Yeah. And just for your listeners, just to challenge your perception of what belly dance is, believe it or not, belly dance is an art form for women by women. So as you just heard, I didn't mention man at all. So it's not a dance of seduction. It's actually a dance to celebrate your femininity. And yeah, it's wonderful, wonderful. And you know, look, it's an old art form. It's over 3,000 years old. And you know, do we really know what it's about? But we can just assume based on maybe the hieroglyphics on the pyramids of Egypt. We can base it on that. We can base it on historians who went back and did their research. But what we all can agree on is that it's an art form for women by women, and that might have been an exercise for childbirth. So, and again, from how I learned it, and you know, history of belly dance has changed throughout Arabia. It's different in each country, I feel. And I can only tell you how I learned it as.
Of course.
That from my experience, exactly. So like I learned that a hip shimmy is indicative of a baby kicking in your stomach. Or an undulation is to show another woman what it feels like. To show another woman that it's important to have a strong core so you could carry a baby. Or a figure eight is to show how curvaceous your body becomes when you carry a baby because your hips widen. So it's actually quite beautiful. Yeah. And also just the movements really helped in getting the baby out.
So I just see that.
Yeah.
The hip, just having my first, I'm like, I could see that.
Absolutely. And doulas actually use these movements on those big physio balls for women who are in labor to do hip circles, figure eights. Just to, it's such a natural way to get the baby down. And it's just massaging the baby out. It's beautiful.
Very cool.
So that's what I learned it as. And I hope that education will help other people take belly dance.
Definitely. No, for sure. I like though that you said that, you know, it comes from, it's like it was created by women for women, and that it wasn't meant to be like a sexual thing. Cause that was one of the things I was going to ask you was, you know, do you feel like this is an empowering type of dance? And do you feel as though, you know, cause a lot of people do see this type of dance as like a very seductive, especially in North America current, a lot of times it's seen as more of like a seduction and a sexualized kind of dance.
Right.
So knowing that that's not really the tradition behind anything, but do you feel as though there is still like confusion in terms of how it's portrayed and sort of how it's used in North America specifically?
Absolutely. I feel like there is some confusion. Well, I think first the confusion happened when belly dance came to the States at the time of the World's Fair in Chicago. And that was in 1890. Okay. And there was a woman named Little Egypt doing these beautiful hip movements and undulations. And she was modestly dressed. I mean, you didn't see any skin. But Western man saw her hips move. And at that time, Western people weren't moving that way.
Right.
So they immediately thought, oh my God, sexual. So that's where it started, that whole perception of it, and not understanding it and what these movements meant and why they were doing it. And also, you know, now when celebrities started to make it trendy, maybe like Beyonce or Shakira, I mean, they're doing it in a more sexual way. That also led to a little bit more confusion, but everybody and their sister and their cousin wanted to take belly dance because of that. So it kind of helped people too, in a way, but the perception still didn't change.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is, just to speak to belly dance being empowering, it is so incredibly empowering. And I feel like what makes it empowering is that it ultimately makes you feel good about yourself. So you're doing these movements and it's really feeding your soul. And so in turn, it makes you, the dancer, feel great. And that's what's coming out. And you're just loving yourself, loving your body in every way.
Right. And how do you think that is? Like, is it just because it's like, because you start becoming in tune with like the way that your body can actually move and like, because it's a non-judgment place, it kind of makes you feel like a little bit more, I don't know, just comfortable in your skin. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I think it's because you're seeing yourself like, wow, look at what my body can do. Wow. Having hips and having some tummy actually makes this art form so much more beautiful, I feel, you know? And so it's like, wow, there's this sort of like, just it's more generous, I think, you know,
right,
for the woman. So,
right.
And in fact, you know, back in the Middle East and North Africa, you know, having more is very feminine, and that's what you want. That's female.
Right. I mean, yeah, definitely in those different cultures. I mean, every culture has so many different beliefs around what is considered to be beauty in terms of body. I mean, in today's day, I'm hoping that we all get across that everybody is beautiful in their own way.
Totally.
You know, that's obviously the message that we go with. But definitely, I think that in North America, sort of the ideal body, for lack of a better word, and for anyone who's just listening, I'm saying ideal in quotations because I know I don't actually mean this. Mm-hmm. But seeing ideal is seen more as like this, like smaller, like how small can I get versus, you know, I think now there's like, at least now there's a new movement that's coming out that's saying, you know, like every body type is beautiful. Every single body type is, as long as you are healthy and you are comfortable in your skin, celebrate it. Right. And I do love that belly dancing. And I agree with you. I think even when I used to take it, like I said, I did take it once, when I was younger, and it was one of the things that I did notice was that it was all just about moving your body and accepting the movements and letting it flow. And like, it was not about like, you know, do this to get fit or do this to get like skinny. It was just about like, do this to move your body.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And like almost like a freedom of that happened when you were doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
But speaking of that though, because I know that, you know, we're talking about like how it came about and everything else, and how it's seen as one of those art forms that you can actually have, you know, like more of like a little belly is like in curves and things like that are actually seen as a good thing. But you can also use belly dancing from a health, like from a transformational standpoint, like a fitness standpoint. Like I know with your program with Sharkay, like it's meant to actually be, it's like belly dancing fitness fusion. So
exactly.
How have you seen, like in terms of like your own self, like have you seen your own body and your own health change using this format?
Absolutely. As far as my own health, my mental health has changed. My mindset about myself has changed for sure.
I love that.
And physically how it's changed. Oh my God. My abs are stronger than before I had my two children. It gives you this beautiful hourglass waist and stomach. And I'm not talking about like a six pack. I mean, I don't know if you want a six pack, that's fine, but it's a beautiful feminine stomach and it really cinches in your waist. So it works on the obliques a lot.
Is that just from the movement itself, from the flow, like the back and forth? Sort
just
of
from the hips moving side to side. Awesome. Yes, ma'am. You got it. That's it. All that. And also with my Sharkay format, it's really fat burning. So not only are you working your stomach and your waist, but you're really working the legs because we are doing fast movement with the feet and we're on our toes a lot. And so it's really, really, really fat burning. But it is authentic belly dance, just kicked up a notch. So some people think I'm making it inauthentic because I'm putting in a fitness structure. Mm-mm-mm. These are authentic moves, just kicked up a notch.
Interesting. Cool. Yeah. And so, and I mean, for anyone like who is maybe considering just doing even traditional belly dancing, how would you say it differs in terms of, you know, the way it can change your body in terms of like how is it different from like say traditional strength training or traditional cardiovascular movements? Like what would be the main difference, the differentiation factor between belly dancing or any kind of dancing for that matter and traditional sort of strength or cardiovascular movements?
Okay. So I think dance fitness, because I think dance and dance fitness are two very different things because dance is not structured like a fitness class. So you're not getting as much of the cardio benefits that you're getting with a dance fitness class. So that's the one difference.
No, that's really important to state.
Yeah, absolutely. So as far as dance fitness and cardio, other cardio movements, I think they're sort of the same because as long as you're getting your heart rate up, you're burning fat, you know.
Right.
But as far as strength training, with the Sharkay format that I teach, there is some strength training involved, but with your own body weight.
Right.
Whereas with strength training, you're using outside props, weights or whatever, even pulleys or whatever. So that's the big difference. So, but you know, it's all about cross training. You got to mix it up. Yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that it's really good to have a balance. I mean, we talk about balance a lot at FitChix about in terms of, you know, doing strength training, doing cardiovascular training, doing high intensity intervals, and then also incorporating yoga and things like that. So what you're saying then is like any kind of dance class specifically would probably be a little bit less fitness based, a little bit more because it focuses a bit more on technique. Would that be maybe why it's like a little bit, because it's a little bit slower based because you're kind of going through the technique a little bit more in detail versus like a dance fitness class? Would that
correct
be different?
Correct. So with the technique class, there's a little bit more attention paid to more of your posture and there's more stop go, there's more explanation. Whereas the dance fitness, it's more like just kind of move your body and make sure you're doing it in a safe enough way. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So then if it's someone who was interested in learning belly dance specifically and like more about the art form, they would probably be better to take like a traditional belly dancing class, belly dancing program to really understand it versus a belly dancing fitness class.
I would say so, yes.
Okay, cool. Very cool. And what would you say? I mean, we have video, so we can show some people for anyone who's listening. I know you won't be able to hear this, but maybe you can explain like a couple of really cool moves that maybe like your top three. What are like your top three moves that people could do to incorporate sort of their core? Maybe if they're looking to like, you know, like tighten their tummy a little bit, maybe you can show, but also explain it because for people that are listening, I want to be able to explain those movements too.
Great. I can show it. That's awesome.
Well, yeah, for anyone who's watching the video, I mean, if you're listening, check out the video as well on our blog.
Woohoo! I'm going to do it. So I'm going to have to stand up here. Here we go.
For sure.
Okay.
I'm putting you on the spot here.
Okay. That's fine. I'm loving it. So the signature move of belly dancing is, we all know, is probably the hip shimmy. Yeah? And what's great about the hip shimmy is that you're engaging and you're relaxing at the same time. It's great, but it's a concept that's kind of hard to grasp at first. So it's working the waist first because you're isometrically contracting the abs because it has to stay in place. But you're also working the hips and the legs because those body parts are moving. Yeah?
Right.
And now your buttocks has to be somewhat relaxed because that has to shake. Okay, so let me show you.
Okay.
So I'm standing up. I hope you can see me. And I move back. And okay. And my I'm kind of connected. Okay, so here I am. You're gonna stand with your feet hip width apart, and you're gonna boom. I'm gonna stand sideways. Oh, I hope you can see me. Sorry.
We're good.
You're gonna move your knees forward and back. So the myth is people think that your hips move the hips. Mm-mm. Your legs move the hips.
Right. Okay. I know that. I actually.
Yeah. Awesome. You're ahead of the game.
It's like the one thing I know about your hip movement.
So your knees have to be soft. And I'm just talking in terms of my format.
Yep.
Knees move forward and back, but you never straighten one leg. You keep both knees bent. And as you can see, your hips go along for the ride. They're moving sideways as a result of the legs.
Yep.
So what's happening here is you're getting a quad workout. Yeah. You're getting an oblique workout because you're also moving here from the waist, but you're isometric contracting your transverse abdominis and your rectus abdominis, yeah? And you're getting a workout here in your glutes, your gluteus medius, your inner and outer thighs. So that's the hip shimmy. And you can do that, you know, doing dishes, folding clothes on the phone, you know, whatever.
For sure. Yeah, take it anywhere. It's a take it anywhere movement.
And just for the upper body, so if you can shimmy your hips, you can also shimmy your shoulders. Arms out to the side, and you're going to move your shoulders forward and back like this. And that's a wicked deltoid workout. A little bit here of the pecs. Yeah. Trapezius, the rhomboids as well. But what's challenging here is that people are sitting in front of a computer all day. So they're here and they tend to do this. And
yeah.
The key is to always drop your shoulders. Mm-hmm. So at first, you may want to put your hands against a wall and move forward and back. Or put your hands against your thighs and move your shoulders forward and back because you would need that resistance or that leverage.
Right.
So that's a upper body and a lower body move for you.
Love it. No, that's awesome. Thank you.
For sure.
I think it's cool to be able to show people some stuff and for anyone who was just listening, like I said, if you want to watch the video to kind of learn those movements, please check out our video, post on our blog at fitchicksacademy.com, or on our YouTube channel at fitchicks. Or you can try to listen to the direction and try to figure it out. But that's super cool. I mean, I do think that in terms of like movement itself, like I think it's really important just to get people moving. Like that's one of the things that we talk about a lot at FitChicks is like, even if you are, you know, because maybe you have someone who's just like, I hate the gym. I don't like going to the gym. I don't like strength training. I don't like running. I don't like treadmills. I don't like any of that kind of stuff. This is like, in my mind, the perfect alternative to all of that. Like it's kind of not the alternative. It's kind of like the answer to it. Maybe that's a better way of saying it. It's not really an alternative. It's more of the response to it in the sense of if you're someone who's just not into the traditional stuff, try something non-traditional like this. But it's funny because I'm saying non-traditional, even though this falls within a traditional format because belly dancing is so traditional. But
yeah,
would you agree that this is like one of those things that people can really, they can latch onto, like in terms of like dance fitness has become such a big craze because of that reason.
Yes. Exactly. So it's not only fun and you don't feel like you're working out, but you're feeding your soul too. You're smiling, you're working your mental health too. And it makes you want to keep going. It's a no brainer.
For sure. And because, I mean, we do get these questions, even though I don't believe in like calories and all that kind of like counting calories and everything else, but we always get these questions. So I always like to share this information because we're all about informing people. How many calories would you say on average, like in an hour class, that's like a dance fitness class, how much would you say somebody would burn?
Yeah, in a Sharkey format class, because it's high, not high impact, but high intensity, about 350 calories.
Oh, awesome. Perfect. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then they're also doing the strength training, right? So it's like, it's such a good combination of both things where you're getting the best of both worlds in that sense. That's awesome.
Yes.
Perfect. And now, okay, so what, before we get into, because I know you have a special gift for anyone who's listening, but before we get into that, I just want to ask you one last thing, which is, what would be sort of your final piece of advice? What would be the one thing that you would say to someone? So if there's a woman listening and they're either looking to try to feel healthier or happier or just, you know, anything. And it doesn't have to necessarily be around dance fitness, but even if it's just around health and wellness, anything that you have learned over the years, because you've been an instructor for years as well, even in this industry, what is the one thing that you would say to them to just really embrace and to take on in order to feel like that much better?
Work on your mind first. It's all about the mind first. Then if once this changes.
Yeah.
And then you're happier. You've got to be mentally ready to make that shift here first.
Yeah.
First and foremost. That's my tip.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. It's just like anything, right? Like I think when you think about people that are trying to quit smoking or they're trying to, you know, whether losing weight or they're trying to change any sort of habit, because that's really what it's about, is it's a habit.
Exactly.
And it's like, if you're mentally just jumping into something and you're not prepared for it, you're never going to commit to it 100%.
Exactly. Yeah.
Super cool. Well, thank you so much, Ari. Now, before we go, please tell our listeners about the special gift that you have that you wanted to offer to them.
Absolutely. So if you go to my website, sharqui.com, that's SHARQUI.com, there's a free gift for you, a free digital Sharqui belly dance workout class just for you. Go check it out. Try it. It's awesome. And you get to feel what belly dance is like with some fitness.
I'm totally, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm doing it today.
Oh, lovely. Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm doing it. I love the idea of it. I'm so excited. I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For informing us a little bit more about the tradition of belly dance. I think it's fascinating. And I think that I love that my mind has been shifted from it being this sexual thing to now being this empowering sort of dance and tradition. So thank you.
Awesome.
And if anyone wants to check out more information about you, it's sharqui.com as well as on social media. How can they find you?
Facebook at Sharqui Workout. And then on Instagram, the same thing, Pinterest, same thing, as well as LinkedIn.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Have yourself an amazing day.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.